in the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking that we could pull, I don't know, Hall of Famer. But with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now, introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. There is nothing more fun than opening an Arena Club Slab Pack. I mean, it is so much better than any mystery pack that I've ever purchased because there is a focus on transparency. There is a display of available cards. There are hit rates you can get. When you're graded, you're given a rationale. It is the marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, and displaying. Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/badmoney. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack, that's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/badmoney for 10% off your first purchase.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with Gabe S. Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to Bad with Money Mailbag. I'm your host, Gabe Shane Dunn. Hello, you can see me if you are on the Patreon, patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. There's all kinds of ad-free episodes there. I'm going to start writing some more there, too, because life is, I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare, as they say. You guys wrote in with your queries, questions, concerns, thoughts, and I'm going to read some of those. There's quite a few. So gear up. Let's read this long one first. Hello. I started this email 3 days ago, then joined the Patreon, then have kept adding and editing this now novel. I'm sorry. Lisa, don't be sorry. This is great. Lisa, she, her. I have listened since the beginning, but had moments when I've fallen off. Currently sifting out which episodes I've missed. So my episode list right now is all over the place. How I have never written, called, posted almost feels unreal. I'm pretty sure I just do a draft in my head and then I squirrel onto something else. My doctor has never come out and said I have ADHD, but she always mentions my anxiety meds also help with ADHD symptoms. Before I spew out all the things I've ever wanted to write in, I just want to give you 1,000 thank yous. Your podcast is the only one I have ever truly stuck with and the only one I subscribe to. I'm going and signing up for Patreon right after this. I love that what you cover is so authentic and revealing to the world around us. I am a cis hetero, and even though in my life and relationships and friendships I have keep me aware and close to the topics you cover, I have had my views challenged and my eyes opened many times. I do, however, very much relate to your money upbringing. I still don't know if I truly understand my parents' relationship with money, and was similarly thrown into learning how to navigate money very much by myself. Also, I grew up in Nevada around gambling, so the idea of a windfall fixing everything hits close to home. I don't care if you ever read any of this on the pod, and I fully expect you to edit if you ever do. Lisa, I read the emails. I don't know how to explain to you that I read the emails. You guys, I will read your emails. Okay. I am 37 years old, a mother to a 4-year-old, and this year will be our 14th anniversary. We are not having any more kids. No idea how people do that more than once. Being a mother is mentally rewarding and draining every day. I love being a mom, but I'm happy to see the truths and reality being spoken about more and more of the day in and day out demands of parenting. Not to mention the financial side of parenting is a whole new element to our budget. I have had a wild ride with my personal finances, which I, for many years, felt I would take to the grave. I was horrified with my decisions during those late teen college years. I then met my husband, who was a put-together, good with his money, kind, considerate human being. I was convinced for a while those didn't exist. Not saying he doesn't have his own faults, though. We started dating long distance, and I spent that year of distance saving $10,000 after I had paid off all my credit cards. I never wanted him to realize what a disaster of a person I was. Most days now, I realize I'm a pretty put-together person and try to give myself a shred of credit and remind myself I grew up being taught to constantly shit on myself. Fun. Ooh, Lisa, same. Fun tangent and story. When I first moved in with my husband slash fiance at the time, we got a joint checking account that we both would contribute a percentage of our checks into. We still operate this way to this day. Well, because I get hyper-focused on things, I kept every receipt and reviewed each month my purchases to make sure I was being as responsible with my money as possible. One month, I found a receipt with a $20 purchase of a Force cup. What was this? I don't remember that. I'm freaking out about a $20 item I never bought. My husband Googled it and reminded me it was the plunger I had to buy when I plugged up the toilet. I was very quickly humbled into realizing I didn't have to overanalyze every single shopping trip. Okay, but why did they call it a Force cup? That is so weird. Force cup? I really thought it was going to be that you bought some like Star Wars merch, to be honest. Due to both being overthinkers and mostly not very impulsive, we have made some good financial decisions through the years. We've owned 3 homes now, all of which help make us some money. Consistently put money away in 401ks with our jobs. My husband has a Vanguard account we have also put money into and then buy into different investments. And recently we also added an HSA to the mix. So I feel like we've done a lot of the right things over the years. I will say both my husband and I still do not feel rich. I listened to your episode with Vivian too, and I'm definitely not buying $3,000 bags. We try our best to still be responsible when spending and not take for granted what we have. We shop sales, secondhand items, and try to keep ourselves in check between wants versus needs. I currently want to look for a larger home, but we bought in 2020 with a 2.7% interest rate and have a $1,600 mortgage. So I keep reminding myself another room is not what I need for more than likely double or triple the mortgage. Also, don't get me started on how many people tell us to move and keep this property to rent out. Ugh. In 2019, while I was pregnant, we lost the most amazing man in our lives, my husband's father. He was riding his bike and was hit by a car. Oh no, that is so unexpected. I'm so sorry. The driver fled and was somehow caught a state away. He was tried and actually sentenced, but the amount of involvement it took on our family and lawyer was draining. Words cannot express how much change this brought about in our life. We can hardly discuss how we honestly feel about it. It hurts too much. This is probably the most I've written about it in a while. Oh, Lisa, I really appreciate that. That's really sweet and moving. Thank you. I mention it because it was the catalyst for some big changes in our life, as well as what causes us to freeze up at unexpected times. Well, Lisa, that makes a lot of sense. We had our child, and within the year, he was finally offered a job that would get us in the same town as his mother. He took about a $50,000 hit to his annual income for us to move, and I was not working after having our daughter. In the end, the move worked out well for us. I was able to go back to work part-time to where I had worked before having my daughter. I'm in the service industry, actually, and I love your episodes about tipping in the industry as a whole. I truly love what I do. Now that I've written this, I'll probably send in more thoughts about the industry another time. So what triggered me to finally write in? Well, I guess it was the 401k retirement episode you ran recently. When my husband left his job, he had $400,000 in his 401k. I think due to the fact that his dad, who was always who he talked to about money, he had let it sit in the account in which we cannot contribute to. He struggled many years with body dysmorphia, and now that same train of thought seems to have taken over his thoughts about our finances, thus money dysmorphia. He constantly worries about not saving enough, and making larger purchases for himself brings on waves of guilt and anxiety. I know we should probably do something to that account to make the most of all his savings over the years and allow us to put money into. Transfer to an IRA, I think? I take care of our finances now, but I run into having to wait for him to move forward on joint decisions. So I guess my question is what is the best thing to do with a 401k in his situation in order to not fuck yourself over at tax time or get hit with a bunch of fees? I'm pretty comfortable sharing numbers and totals, but having to admit that was hard to write out. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days when you're running a business, and you would be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. The fact that you are able to reduce your IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud is incredible, and the ability to access your cloud financial system from anywhere saves you so much time and stress. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 Managing my finances is incredibly stressful and time-consuming. I'm sure you guys know. You've been with me on this journey. You know how many finance apps I've tried. You know how much they haven't worked for me. And I'm always on the hunt for a finance app that fits my life. And then I tried Monarch. It is so easy to use with powerful features, collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, constant product improvements. I really value an app that allows me to do all of this without confusion. And especially important to me is intuitive design and the ability to personalize, because clearly finance is not one size fits all. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Have you been frustrated with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads, difficult to use, rarely updated? So was Monarch. They built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive and powerful and ad-free and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. Change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications, set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications, and more. Plus, there's ad-free privacy you can trust. We will never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a new candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. it would be so much easier if I was looking for someone to help me with sweetening audio, or let's say someone to run my merch shop, or all the little things that go into running a podcast. Usually something like that would be so slow and overwhelming. And honestly, I wish I had used Indeed, and I will use Indeed in the future. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Also, along the lines of 401k, this year I have helped probably 20 or more of my coworkers take the time to sign up for our 401k due to our company match. I work at, don't share the company, I work with so many youngins, 16 to 35 is what I now call youngins, whose financial knowledge is pretty horrendous considering some of us make decent money. Once again, topic for another email. I also tell every single one of them about your podcast. That's so sweet. I now serve and work in an admin role. My office shifts have slowly become some of my favorites because they all have turned into half work and half one-on-one budgeting and saving sessions. Trying to keep this work part short, but I could really write in about my job so much more. I really love the diversity of our team and not being stuffed in a cubicle with a bunch of 30 to 40 year olds. Okay, you're 37, but I see what you're saying. Also, my job is like the best reality TV show you could ask for. Last night, while closing out a tab, a woman's card that had been declined opened her account and started scrolling through an absurd amount of charges and then blurted out to me, "My account is at a $147,000 overdraft." Wait, what? $147,000? I really just want to now figure out how that could happen and how to safeguard myself from that. There was a mention of a recent divorce, so I immediately assumed it was the ex. My mind fills in the story and the daytime soap opera plays in my head, fun Friday night. Okay, well, here's to sending you a way too long email that went all over the place. I hope you find it at the very least somewhat amusing or pertinent to your recent topics. Keep being your amazing self. P.S. Because this is still sitting in my drafts, I would love to hear about children and money. I feel like there are things out there that I know about, like Greenlight, thanks to you. But I feel like there's so much that kids pick up about money when they are young. And we also did one about little social justice leaders. So that was really fun. Both of those are fun episodes. I don't want her to have expectations that this sort of thing is just handed over to her, even though it was. I have a weird relationship with generational wealth, and I really do not get along with people that give off entitled and spoiled, no need to work, lack of grit or tenacity. Did I mention I'm a workaholic? Then vice versa, I want to make sure I have that money in the right types of accounts to maximize what it can make until she's 18. PPS, for anyone who has ever complained you speak too fast, I listen to your pod exclusively at 2x speed. Tell them to catch up. Okay, I'm hitting send. Lisa, I love this email so much. Thank you so much for sending it. It was so lovely and so moving and so authentic and raw. And I like that you probably wrote a lot of it at different times. Feels very real to me. As for your kid, I think I saw you in the Discord talking about this too. I don't know if it's you as well in there, but I think there is a way to do it that honors the reasons why your kid was given this money, but doesn't make them feel guilty or make them feel entitled surrounding it. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I do think that gratitude should be a part of it. I'm, again, not a parent. You can look into the books of Julia Cook, who was just on our show, and also Shelby Kretz, who was from Little Social Justice Leaders, which has a lot of really great resources, too. I remember as a kid wanting money as a gift, but then also kind of thinking that it was worthless in some ways. Like when I would get money as a present, I would be like, okay, thank you. But I didn't really have any concept of it translating to a gift. So if there's some way to make it clear, like this is a present for you, you know, this is something that someone gave you because they love you very much, I think is part of it. But if you're a parent or an educator, write in. I would love to, you know, hear more about this from someone with actual expertise and experiences. This is a message from Taryn. Hi, Gabe. I'm about 5 weeks post-op and wanted to highlight financial aid as the reason I was able to get top surgery. My employer-sponsored insurance doesn't cover gender-affirming surgeries at all, so they denied coverage for it twice. I had never heard of financial aid before you brought it up on your show. So when a nurse asked if I wanted it, I thought, duh, yes. I would have second-guessed it if I qualified and wouldn't have put the energy in to apply. But I heard you saying to just try, and the worst they could say is no, and I'd be in the same spot. Anyway, they approved me for financial assistance, and I had double incision with no nipple grafts done by Dr. Russell Ettinger at Seattle Children's. They'll operate on people until age 26 or 27 with a referral, but he also works out of UW. All expenses paid. Plus, I got the state paid family medical leave to cover my time off work. Exactly $704 a week to chill and play Stardew Valley. Anyway, thank you for bringing up financial aid and different hacks we can use to keep our heads above water, Taryn. Aw, Taryn, this is so wonderful. I'm so happy. I'm like, it's been a real day for people telling me I've changed their lives, which is so hard to internalize. I'm so glad. And thank you for writing in and telling me. I was lucky to be able to go through the Writers Guild at the time to get my top surgery with health insurance, but I did not get paid leave. Hello. That's amazing. My partner at the time was able to take work off as like a caregiver, which was kind of an interesting thing that I really hadn't anticipated and didn't know was a thing you could get at certain companies that offer it. Thank you, Taryn. Also, your name's super cool. Taryn? Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories, and also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me. I love to track progress. As you guys know from listening to this show, I'm constantly tracking my progress. What have we done so far in 2024? And spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans like for a car or a home. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. That's right, you can build your credit using your own money. Get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. With a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. Fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. Access 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. Easily find one near you with the Chime app. Send and receive money. Use Chime to pay anyone, Chime members or not, and cash out your money fee-free. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about, in your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest, so your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Well, thank you so much to everyone who wrote in. Lisa and Taryn, you guys are champs. You can write in at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also leave a voice memo there if you want. You can send a voice memo. Please leave a 5-star Apple review if you wouldn't mind. That would be really, really helpful. You can also review on Spotify. You can also leave comments, questions, concerns on Spotify if you'd like. And I'm Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram and at BWM Pod on Instagram. And also write in with topics that you want us to cover. The children and money, you know, coverage was a great suggestion. We had already done that by the time I read this. But if you have any other ideas or people that you want me to interview, write in, please. And also write in if you have a trust fund or a 529 for a child of yours and you want to give Lisa advice on what to do with that. If you were someone who also had that for you, like, how did that make you feel? Did you feel guilty? Did you feel grateful? How did you feel being able to get some sort of quote unquote inheritance? My friend has that. She one time said to me, if you have that, at least have the decency to be ashamed. But she's just joking. She was like, you know, she's been very helpful to me in terms of like being so frank about that aspect of her life. So if someone else wants to do that, that would be probably really helpful. Also, please join the Patreon, patreon.com/GabeSDunn. You can see me on there. I'm drinking from a mug that my friend Jessica made with boobies on it. She made this. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.